Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe. Newly remodeled and now booking holidays parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. And then, Jessica, information about upcoming Huron County probate judge candidate Jessica Testelin Reinke, 44, of Harbor Beach. Jessica graduated valedictorian in 2000 from Port Hope High School and lives in Harbor Beach with her husband, Jeremy Reinke, also a Port Hope High School graduate. The couple has two young sons who attend Zion Lutheran School. Jessica is a graduate of two other Michigan schools. In 2004, she received a Bachelor of Arts degree from Albion College in Economics and Management, graduating magna cum laude. In 2007, she received her Juris Doctor from University of Troy Mercy School of Law. In addition to her magistrate responsibilities, she has taken on many projects for the district court, including working on the court's website. Jessica assisted drafting the procedure in Huron County for the MIDC, and as magistrate, she was integral in putting it into practice. Jessica emphasized the importance of public access to the court, stating, quote, "The public needs to be able to confidently come to the courthouse to address a conflict. Each person should believe that they will be respected, allowed to explain their side, and be treated fairly by decisions made in their case." And construction is moving forward on a major new facility for Thumb Area Transit just outside of Bad Axe, with officials reporting steady progress on the long-awaited project. Work began earlier this year at the new site near the intersection of Whitlam Street and Bushland Road. The development marks a significant upgrade for the regional transit provider, which serves residents across Huron County. Transit Director Ken Jimkowski says the project is going very well, with crews currently in the early phases of construction following site preparation that started in January. The new operations center carries an estimated price tag of about $32 million. Officials say the entire project is being funded through state and federal grants, with no local tax dollars required. Once completed, the facility will replace the agency's current outdated location, which has struggled to keep up with growing demand and an expanding fleet. In recent years, Thumb Area Transit has seen ridership climb to more than 400,000 trips annually. Construction is expected to continue over the next year, with the new transit hub slated to open in early 2027. Officials say the larger, modern site will improve efficiency and help meet transportation needs across the Thumb for years to come. And a Michigan State Senate. Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate jurisdiction adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill will stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue say they're not opposed to paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rates cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in the early stages with more discussions expected as lawmakers work toward a version that could advance in the state legislature. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, snap restrictions implemented in Florida. Florida has officially moved to restrict the types of items available for purchase through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The new Nutrition First Guidelines limits the purchase of certain highly processed snacks and sugary beverages. State officials argue the move will improve public health outcomes among low-income populations. Opponents of the change suggest it adds undue complexity for families and retailers during the checkout process. In other national news, fast food minimum wage impact study. A new report released today by the National Bureau of Economic Research analyzes the long-term effects of the $20 fast food minimum wage. The study found that while worker retention has improved, food away from home prices have increased by an average of 3.5%. The data suggests the businesses have largely passed the labor cost onto customers rather than reducing staff. Researchers noted that the employment cliff predicted by some critics has not yet materialized in major metropolitan areas. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Hi, this is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. Spring is a season of fresh starts, and if you've been thinking about the next step for your loved one, this may be the right time to explore your options. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we provide both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation in a warm, supportive environment where residents are treated with dignity and respect. We understand how difficult these decisions can be, and our experienced team is here to answer your questions and help you feel confident in your choice. We're proud to serve families throughout Huron County with personalized care that truly feels like home. We remain focused on what matters most, compassionate care, and peace of mind for the families we serve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. Remember, the choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed community, and we are all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our international news, helicopter crash in Borneo kills 8. A helicopter crash on Indonesia's Borneo Island has resulted in the deaths of 8 people, including several technical experts on a surveying mission. The aircraft went down in a remote, heavily forested area during poor weather conditions. Rescue teams reached the site this morning but found no survivors. Indonesian aviation authorities have launched an investigation into the cause of the crash, focusing on mechanical failure and visibility issues. In other international news, humanoid robot chases boars in Warsaw. Authorities in Warsaw, Poland have deployed a humanoid robot to assist in deterring wild boars from entering residential neighborhoods. The robot is equipped with sensors that detect the animals and use ultrasonic sound and movement to steer them back towards the forest. The initiative aims to reduce human-wildlife conflict without using lethal force. If successful, the pilot program may be expanded to other European cities facing similar issues with urban wildlife. When we come back after this Franklin restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
All You Can Eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All You Can Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for two and up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.